The second important canonical form which will be considered is the so-called sure canonical form. The main difference, so sure canonical form it is again a case of similarity transformation. Where the matrix S is required to be unitary. Ancora una trasformazione per similitudine, però la similitudine è richiesta unitaria. Quindi, we start again from a generic A n by n square matrix of complex numbers. And now we want to transform A in an upper triangular form, upper triangular form, instead of S, which was in the previous case a generic invertible matrix, now we have unitary, as you will remember, means simply that the inverse of U is the conjugate transpose, the Hermitian of U. It is a special, very important class of invertible matrices. The other meaningful difference from the previous case is that T is simply upper triangular in terms of entries. Here we have no more blocks or blocks inside other blocks as in the Jordan canonical form. We have an upper triangular form. The upper triangular form is useful. We see immediately in the diagonal entries the eigenvalues. So if we are able to perform this transformation, we will know the eigenvalues, and again, as in the case of a generic similarity transformation to we see on the eigenvalues directly on the main diagonal. A transformation of this kind always exists. Always U exists. In this case, we are able to sketch the proof. Is simpler than the analogous proof for the Jordan canonical form. So you will find the proof here in the didactic material. The proof is by induction. On n, the size of the matrix. We start as usual in the induction proofs. We start from some assigned value, in this case n equal to 1. All is trivial if n is equal to 1, since we can write that matrix A is made of one entry, so we can take U as the 1 by 1 matrix containing the answer 1, the result is again the same matrix, which is obviously upper triangular. Always true. What happens for n greater than 1? The case in when n is greater than 1. Let us start from an eigenvalue and the corresponding eigenvector. Any matrix admits in the complex field at least one eigenvalue, so we consider a corresponding and related eigenvector. It is convenient to require that the eigenvector is normalized. This is the notation that we use for the Euclidean norm, as you know. Let us construct the following matrix, we will call it Q. In this way, the first column, the vector x, in the PDF you will find lambda sub 1, is not necessary, but it's better to use exactly the same notation. The first column is assigned to x sub 1, the normalized eigenvector. Then, you know by basic properties of vector spaces, in particular C to the n, that the set formed by the single vector x sub 1 can be the right term is completed in a basis of the complex vector space. To the end. I mean that I can add n minus 1 vectors in such a way that we have n linearly independent vectors, so we find a basis of the space. With some procedure, you know, I showed it 2 weeks ago, that with some procedure of orthogonalization, say Gram-Schmidt, you can obtain from this basis an orthonormal basis. The first vector is left unchanged since it is again normalized, but the other vectors will change y2, y3, yn, orthonormal. basis. Let us turn to the construction of the matrix Q. The matrix Q is formed by these vectors as columns. What is the effect of having chosen orthonormal vectors as the columns of a square matrix? Automatically, the matrix will be unitary. Q is unitary. La matrice Q viene automaticamente unitaria. Why? The definition of it is known. I don't remember if this has been recorded. A unitary matrix has orthonormal columns. Vice versa, if a matrix has orthonormal columns, then it is a unitary matrix. The reason is simply the fact that if you multiply your emission by U, you will have the scalar products, all the scalar products in all the possible combination. So the result, when you multiply column by a row, which is the conjugate transpose of the same columns, you will find 1 if you are on the main diagonal, and 0 somewhere in all the other cases. It is very simple. Why we introduce this particular unitary matrix? Since if we try to transform the matrix A with the similarity unitary transformation related to Q, I mean, we consider the matrix B, I guess, see, Q, Hermitian, A, Q. The matrix in this transformation has some effect. What effect? The first column of B is lambda sub 1, the eigenvalue from which we started, and followed by all zeros. Perché? Why? Why? In which? How the first column of a matrix can be picked? By multiplying the matrix by the first vector of the canonical basis. So we have Q, Hermitian, A, Q, E sub 1. Q by E sub 1 is the first column of Q. Q Hermitian A. First column of Q is the first unique eigenvector which has been considered. Eigenvector A by X sub 1, eigenvalue, which is put in front of all, Q Hermitian, again the eigenvector. But this product is Q Hermitian by the eigenvector. The rows of Q are the columns of the rows of Q Hermitian are the columns of Q conjugated and transposed. So on until the last But before, when we show that Q is unitary, it is an analogous situation, these scalar products make one, the first entry, x1 emission, x1 normalized, so it's one. The other rows, these other vectors, are orthogonal to the first, so all the other entries must be zero. The conclusion is that the first column of B is this is again the first vector of the canonical basis, so the first column of B has this form. Cioè, come se avessimo triangolarizzato solo la prima columna. By applying Q, a partial, we may say, triangularization has been made. The idea now is to reduce the problem to the size n minus 1. On the first column, we are fine. We have zeros in the position where zero has to appear. Matrix B we have now this form. B zeros. Let us partition the matrix B. Here I can have any number. Let us call this row vector with C. C emission because it is a row vector, and the other square matrix is called. So, we observe immediately that this matrix is square with size n minus 1. So we can apply the induction assumption, the induction hypothesis, to this block. In other words, we know that this is triangularizable with a unitary smaller transformation. So we can write by induction assumption, since the order size is n minus 1, a unitary matrix U sub 1 exists. We apply on the left and on the right. It is more appropriate to transform this matrix with U sub 1 emission on the right, on the left, U sub 1 on the right, and the result, let us call A sub 2 triangular, upper triangular of size n minus 1. This is the induction assumption. Now let me substitute immediately. A sub 1 with U sub 1, A2 U sub 1 emission. Another unitary transformation has to be made, but it is easy to see which is the right transformation, in order to obtain a final upper triangular n by n canonical form. We can multiply B by what is the aim? What do I want? I want to obtain in this position simply the matrix A sub 2. So I put here the Hermitian of U sub 1 in order to compensate, to obtain the identity matrix on the left, and on the right, U sub 1, 0, 0, 0 here, 1, 0. This matrix is called U2. Is it unitary? Yes. Remember that B was Q Hermitian AQ. Let us substitute also B with this. So here we see a unitary transformation with the matrix of the total transformation is the product of Q and U2. The product of the unitary is again unitary. Q was a unitary, this is a unitary. Why? Because it is block unitary. A block diagonal matrix with unitary blocks is again unitary. Unitary by unitary is again unitary. The unitary matrices is a class of closed matrices and multiplication. The final result, we want to see, a triangular form. Multiply and you will have the first column of B is left unchanged. Here you will have CH by U sub 1, and in the block in this position will be A sub 2, which was triangle, after triangle. This was the matrix A sub 2. So the proof is completed. The proof may be seen also as a constructive proof, even if it cannot be practically used in computation. Why? Because the proof starts from knowing an eigenvalue and an eigenvector. In the general case, I don't know eigenvalues and eigenvectors. So the idea is simple, but it is not practically usable. A consequence, a last result strictly related to the sure canonical form, consider the case, the important case, when A is Hermitian.
The existence of the sure canonical forms has several consequences. The main
consequences of
these four. One A is Hermitian. Two, one A is normal. The first case, A is Hermitian. Let us consider its sure canonical form. So we can write U Hermitian A U T triangular. Let us transpose, conjugate, and transpose both the sides of this equation. When the Hermitian of both matrices are equal. The Hermitian of a product is the product of the Hermitian of the single factors in the reverse orders. So you have a U Hermitian, A Hermitian, U, U H H. Now, if A is Hermitian,
yeah, again.
We find again the first member of the first equation, U H A U. The second member, T upper triangular, T H lower triangular. They are the same matrix, they are equal. A matrix which is simultaneously upper and lower triangle must be diagonal. T is diagonal. What about the principal entries of T? We know already that we know yet that they are the eigenvalues, but due to this equation, we know also that Tii and Tii conjugate are equal. So this means that over along the diagonal we have real numbers, which means that the eigenvalues. Of A, the Hermitian matrix are real. So by using this canonical form, we find again a known result for Hermitian matrices, symmetric matrices on the real field, with an extra result. We find not only that the eigenvalues are real numbers, but also that the column of U, which are the eigenvectors of A, are orthonormal. So an Hermitian matrix, we write, has real eigenvalues and admits a basis, an orthonormal basis of eigenvectors. Oh, that is the same thing, can be diagonalizable. So,
there are where you use the emission of data. When you distribute it in the left side.
The rule is the following. The Hermitian of the last.
Okay.
The Hermitian of the middle factor. Okay. The Hermitian of the first, twice the Hermitian. A Hermitian, real
eigenvalues
2 diagonalizability
diagonalizable three admits a basis of orthonormal eigenvectors.
The third property is not necessary sufficient condition. They are, can be found eigenvectors for an Hermitian matrix which are orthonormal. But always a basis can be constructed with this property. The second, last, and we will stop after. The second, the last consequence for now, for the moment, is a characterization of the mysterious class of normal matrices. Till now, for the normal matrices, we know only the definition, which is simple, but does not seem to have impressive characterization or motivation. I mean, a normal means only that these two products make the same result. The Hermitian of A and A commute. The open question is, what does this mean? Can we find some other property possibly characterizing the normal matrices? The answer is yes, it can be given using the sure canonical form. The answer is the following. The normal matrices are exactly the matrices whose sure canonical form is diagonal. I mean, A is normal if and only if A is diagonalized. Diagonalized by a unitary transformation, by a unitary matrix U, which is the same thing as saying its sure canonical form is diagonal. The proof. In this direction, the sure canonical form is diagonal. The proof is immediate. Why? A sure canonical form, U, Hermitian, U, instead of T, we write here V. So it is clear that the triangular form is effectively diagonal. Is A normal? It is necessary. We have to compare this product with the product with the factors in the reverse order. Let us write A using B, so we have A is re-expressible as U, B, U, H. So, the emission of A, U, B, H, U, H. A, U, D, the emission of U. Let us simplify. U is unitary, so these two factors make the identity matrix. D, permission, D, U, D, permission, D, U. We can leave the formula in this way. We could also say that D, H, D is the diagonal matrix whose entries are the squares of the moduli of the eigenvalues of A. You can write if you want, but it doesn't matter. We see easily that also the other product makes the same matrix A, U, D, U, H. The Hermitian U D H H U D H D U H. The difference in the first case we have the H D, in the second case we have the D D H D D Hermitian. Is that right? Okay, D Hermitian. But diagonal matrices commute. In particular, we can write also this, but the important property is that diagonal matrices commute with respect to the ordinary standard product of matrices. So, the definition of normality is satisfied. The first implication is fine. The second, from the normality to the diagonalizability with unitary transformation. The proof should be again developed by induction, but I will sketch you only the idea, which is simple. We start from normality and then use the sure canonical form which always exists. You write A as U T, T now is triangular, H with T triangle. Substitute U T H U T H U H. This is A emission, then A. On the other side, the two factors change it. Two factors. Here is H and U, H. Is it right? First, the second, the first, and the second. Again, the matrices in the middle disappear. We can also simplify U is invertible, U with U, U emission with this U emission. So the conclusion is that if A is normal,
T is normal to
but T is triangular. What does it mean that a triangular matrix is normal? Over the triangular matrix is the normality as a structural immediate effect.
Which can be explained with a scheme. T triangular and normal means that TH, which has this structure, by T is the same, the result is the same that T by TH. TH, T, T, TH.
Now we should follow an induction on the columns or on the rows, but it is very clear which is the right idea. Consider here the product of the first row by the first column. Here you have all zeros. So, first row by first column gives only this entry by this entry. This entry is T11 conjugated by T11. Stop. First column, first row by first column.
Triangular, lower triangular, upper, only one term.
On the other side,
instead of having
only one term, we have n terms.
By expanding this, the product of this row by this column, we will find this by this, so T11 by T11 conjugated. Let us write explicitly the sum. Plus this by this, T12 by T.
Here you will have T12 conjugated, because you have the transposition and the conjugation.
T12 conjugate plus all the other plus all the other terms until the last, which will be T one n by T one n conjugate.
So on the right side you have the sum of squares of moduli.
The sum of the squares of the moduli
of the entries of T on the first row. T1j for j,
which starts from 1 and goes up to n.
What does it happen? What happens? You have,
also this is a square of a modulus,
which appears also in this sum. We simplify this term, we cancel this term from both the sides,
so we obtain
here 0, and there the sum
will start from j equal to 2 up to n, the moduli of the left terms on the first row.
Seguite? Is it clear? Only the sum of the squares of the moduli of the terms in these positions. Squares positive or zero numbers equal to zero. It is necessarily
that T 1j is equal to zero for all these terms.
What has been shown? That the matrix T on the first row is diagonal. The matrix T has the eigenvalues lambda sub 1 here and
on the other position of the first positions of the first row, we have all zeros. Then we can go on with induction, and we complete the inspection row by row of all the matrices T, and finally we find that T is diagonal. La sostanza è che una matrice triangolare normale è necessariamente diagonale. It can be shown with this kind of argument.
We were trying to prove the equality. Now we are assuming.
We are trying to
prove the equality of this equation.
No, no. T is normal. So
okay.
This is true. We start from okay. We know that, and we exploit this equality row by row, or equivalently column by column. It is the same. So the final result is that the normal matrices could be also introduced as all and the only, tutte e sole quelle che can be diagonalized by unitary transformations. This is the most common characterization of normal matrices. There exist several papers with multiple characterization of normal matrices and more than 100 equivalent definition of normal matrices have we found. C'è l'imbarazzo della scelta. Domande, any question? Well, dovrebbe ancora arrivare il dottor Massey, che non si è qui. From today for about 8 weeks you will have integrative lessons always on Thursday at 11 with exercises and also applications of the various topics we will develop during the course that will be shown to you. Today, some exercises of the kind that you have found in the auto-evaluation test will be shown to you. So, può darsi che alcuni di voi sappiano perfettamente le cose che vedrete, altri meno. D'altra parte lo scopo, diciamo, di questa attività integrativa è di ridurre le disomogeneità del grafico, quindi tenetene conto. Allora,